today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Very welcome to today's episode of the program. Today is a special. How to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, Friday, is the 24th of Zilqa'da, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Before starting today's program, we invite you to listen to the blessed recitation of the Holy Quran, Surah Az-Zariyat, Ayahs 56-58. Please stay tuned.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون.
And I did not create the jinn and mankind except to worship me.
ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون.
I do not want from them any provision, nor do I want them to feed me.
إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين.
Indeed, it is Allah who is the continual provider, the firm possessor of strength.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse is saying that God did not create jinn and man but for being worshipped and glorified by them. The contextual meaning of the blessed ayah is that the purpose behind the creation of jinn and mankind is that they worship Allah the Almighty. According to lexicographical sources, servantship designates the highest state of humbleness against the object of worship supposed to have granted infinite bounties and blessings, and he is solely the Allah the Almighty. Thus, servantship is the Venice of human perfection and his closeness to Allah the Almighty. It is the highest state of submission to divine pure essence. It is unconditional obedience to Allah the Almighty in all aspects.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي.
How should we worship Allah? Sincerity bestows values and credit to the acts of worship. Any act of worship, not purely for the sake of Allah, but out of ostentation, hypocrisy, demagogy, and advertisement, is devoid of value and not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Reza alayhi salam, the 8th year infallible imam, said, "You should be skeptical about the piety of one who seeks popularity in society through worship. Such people make use of religion to deceive others. Insincere worship is like a lifeless body and soundless corpse.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to talk about how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another one is sincerity. We have to be sincere both to ourselves and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attentively, we find that we have to do it with utmost sincerity, because any kind of duplicity or any kind of hypocrisy in the realm of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be accepted, because nobody accepts any kind of job, any perfunctory job, okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never in need of praying Him or worshipping Him. Rather, we are in need of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So long as we are in need of worshipping Him, we have to do it with utmost sincerity. Another one is that, okay, we have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with utmost humbleness and humility. We have to be humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all due to the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because everybody, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, all of them, each and every one of them, need the help and direction and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that this kind of, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very much highlighted. Another one is that we have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a secret way, okay? It doesn't mean that, for example, we don't have to attend congregational prayers, no. Regarding some supplementary types of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it must be done in such a way that only we ourselves know that we are currently doing, that kind of worship or offering that kind of prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to a piece of hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, who said, أَعْظَمَ الْعِبَادَةَ أَجْرًا أَخْفَاهَا, the greatest of all worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to the rewards is the best type of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those that are done secretly. Thank you very much for listening to this episode.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
The ways to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think good thoughts about Allah. It is apt that we constantly remind ourselves to always have good perception and think positively. More importantly, we should think good about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remind yourself of this hadith Qudsi, which says, I am to my servant as he expects of me. I am with him when he remembers me. If he remembers me in his heart, I remember him to myself. And if he remembers me in an assembly, I mention him in an assembly better than his. And if he draws nearer to me a hand's span, I draw nearer to him an arm's length. And if he draws nearer to me an arm's length, I draw nearer to him a fathom's length. And if he comes to me walking, I rush to him at great speed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our deeds and grant us assistance in our acts of worship, inshallah.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا الْهَادِي الْوَدُودِ فَضْلُهُ مِلْءُ الْوُجُودِ عَفْوُهُ خَيْرٌ وَجُودٌ فَارْتَجِي دَوْمًا رِضًا.
The philosophy of worship. All Islamic laws and traditions of worship possess wisdom and philosophy. Firstly, in line with hundreds of Quranic ayahs and hadiths that call on the people to reflect and think, and no school of thought has invited the people to think as much as Islam has done. Secondly, one of the strong criticisms of the Quran against the polytheists and idol worshippers is their blind and unreasonable imitation of their ancestors. Thirdly, the Quran itself has also mentioned the laws and commands many times, along with the reasons behind them. The infallible Imams have also cited in the Ahadith the wisdom behind these laws and commands. Some Muslim scholars have also written books regarding this subject. In addition, with the advancement of human knowledge, some of the secrets of divine laws and religious commands are being unveiled day by day. And with the passage of time, the grandeur and image of Islam will be enhanced.
We have a beautiful hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He said, عَلَيْكَ بِالدُّعَاءِ وَأَنْتَ سَاجِدْ فَإِنَّ أَقْرَبْ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَهُوَ سَاجِدْ. He says, anytime you want to do dua, do you know what's the closest position that the human being could reach to Allah? The closest place that you can come to and you'll be close to Allah Azza wa Jal is during sujood. You're so close to Allah. When you do sujood, you're so humble. You're humbling yourself. The Imam says, this is when you do dua. If you have a haja, do sujood. And in your sujood, ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give you your haja. Because Allah Azza wa Jal loves sujood. It's all about being humble. In one tradition, a man asked Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, I want to be with you on the Day of Judgment in your level. The Holy Prophet gave him a very beautiful and easy answer. He told him, فَعَلَيْكَ بِإِطَالَةِ السُّجُودِ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. He says, you want to be with me on the Day of Judgment? Just do one thing. Do sujood to Allah Azza wa Jal. And when you do sujood, prolong your sujood. Most of us, our sujood takes 5 seconds, correct? Most individuals, 5 seconds, sometimes 2 seconds even. Places his head on the turba, 1-2 seconds, and then he's out. He's gone. The Prophet says, prolong your sujood. Make it 10 seconds, 20 seconds. After salah, do sajdatay, ash-shukr, or sujood ash-shukr. Let it take 1 minute, 5 minutes. Our imams, they used to do sujood. It would take hours, maybe 5-6 hours. One sujood. So 2-3 minutes is nothing. The more I prolong the sujood, the higher my level will be on the Day of Judgment.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Today's Special. We hope you enjoyed it. For more information on this program and to download for free our previous episodes of this program and other programs of IRIB English Radio, please visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.